Fred Film Radio, Turin Film Festival, Italy.
Fred Film Radio from the Torino Film Festival 38. I'm Angelo Cerbi, and I'm connected with Peter Lichter and Bori Mate of From the Philosophy of Horror. Good afternoon, first of all.
Hi.
Hi, good afternoon. Thank you for having us.
So your film is called The Philosophy of Horror, A Symphony of Film Theory. And it is it's really difficult to explain in a few words which kind of film this is, because it's like a study on horror made up like a lesson, like a school lesson, they say. And you call it a symphony of horror because it is divided in movements. Why did you chose this specific way of building it up the film, first of all?
Hi, yes. We chose it because it seemed that it's easier to build up a 60-minute experimental film, which is basically, you know, an abstract film. And it seemed to us that it's easier to build up in chapters, and the chapters has clearly focused themes, and that made the film much more easier to open the original text's hypothesis. So it seems to be easier to build up the whole story.
Yeah, you were talking about the original text, because the film is based on a book by Noel Carroll called The Philosophy of Horror or Paradoxes of the Art. The really fascinating thing about the film is this double, or if I may say double standard, because there are some... At the beginning of every chapter, of every movement of the symphony, there is a definition of one of the qualities that qualities that qualify the concept of horror, and then after that there is a series of images and sounds and colors that are built up in order for making us feel what the chapter is about. This is how I lived it. And you did a lot of research in terms of images. Why? Which movies did you focus on in order to pick the images you use, and why those specific films and not others in the realm of the horror movies?
We used only two movies. Uh-huh. Which are very connected. The first is the Nightmare on Elm Street, and the second is the sequel, The Revenge of Freddy. I think this is the subtitle of the film, and we get these two films whole on 35mm. You know, it's altogether it's 12 reels of 35mm films, so it's around 200,000 frames that we can choose from, and we used only these two films, which was basically 50% by chance. So it was a big luck to us to get these two films on 35mm. And the other half is these two films, or the concept of the Wes Craven series, is very good fit this kind of abstraction context. You know, the dream story, or the framework of the story where the Freddy Krueger figure kill you in your dream and can pass on the realm. So the concept of the film and the imagery of the film or the films were very good fit to this kind of abstraction, and the concept also.
Yeah, because the concept that is in the book that you transport on the film is is the concept of horror connected to the concept of monsters. So, and I mean, Freddy Krueger is obviously a monster, and it is interesting to understand. I mean, it would be interesting for me to understand from you why did you use that book as an inspiration for your work? So, what was that connected in your mind the idea of your film with the book?
Well, because we are we both have academic backgrounds, and in film theory and film history, both of us used to study film theory, and we were always interested in theoretical questions in general. And when we decided to work with the horror genre, it was kind of obvious for us to look into one of the most popular and maybe best written books on horror. So we were interested in the mechanisms, the basic mechanisms that drive this specific genre. So this is how we decided to, choose this book for inspiration.
And do you love the genre? And did you test on yourself this theory? So all these chapters, all this concept that you enucleated one by one, the film, emotion, the geography, the curiosity, the cosmic sphere, the fascination and disturbance. Did you think that they actually work as they are described, and you'll find that they can work with you as well?
Well, generally, I think people don't really watch horror movies that consciously. After we chose these specific parts, we learned more about the genre and its mechanisms and its effects. I'm only speaking for myself, but realized while watching horror movies that it completely works for me. Like, this is how it works for me.
Yeah, because I wanted to check with you, because as you say, nobody watch movies, any kind of movie, with this kind of conscience. But going through your film, each chapter, I was telling to myself, well, this is true, actually. This is true. I mean, I am scared, but I am also fascinated by what I am scared of. So I want to still keep on watching if it brings out bad kind of emotions on me. So this is really... It's even more effective probably than the book, for a viewer, in order to be to understand exactly which are the mechanisms that make you like or dislike something. And and a very big part in it is the sound. You made this choice of in the overture in the intermission, there are only sounds of footage from horror films, I think, because sounds, movement, cries, weird noises. And how important is for you in your idea of filmmaking, and also in your idea of horror films, the soundtrack? How important it is?
Well, I think it's quite important for us, mostly because sound has a huge part in creating an atmosphere, and in general for any kind of movie. But I think it is especially true when we talk about horror films. So yeah, it was really, really important for us. And we are so lucky to have Adam Metton Horvat as our friend, because she's just an amazing musician. He's just an amazing musician. Yeah.
Yeah, actually, I wanted to ask about him because the every single section of the film has a specific sonorization, which could be only like proper music or sounds or like very minimal effects or very minimal sound, which are really really effective. So, how did you work with him on this? Did you give him suggestions, or he was free to just put out what he was feeling, what he thought that specific section needed?
I am in the position that I know Adam for 16 years now, and we made together a lot of short or longer form films. And so we reached a point when we don't have to make long discussion about the film, but we can we always discuss the concept, or we always discuss my concept, Boris' concept, and his concept about the same film, and after this kind of discussions, which now are really short discussions, he made different versions. He works very very quickly, and he makes different versions of the music and the soundtrack. And this, and he really likes to experiment. So his background is not just the filmmaking music. He makes music for contemporary dance and performances. And that's why he really into this kind of experimentation with different kind of percussions and
instruments.
Yes, and for this movie he built an instrument which basically was a chainsaw, or mm-hmm. a small part of a chainsaw. I don't know the details because I only saw the thing one time, but it's basically a chainsaw connected to a microphone or something, or some kind of a thing which makes noise, and this kind of electronic device which, you know, which makes very weird sounds. And he used this kind of instrument, this instrument which was built by him, and basically on the slasher and slasher team, and the motif of Freddy Krueger, who has this kind of pengés keze, this kind of killer hand, with blades on his fingers. So basically, Adam built a blade instrument, musical instrument for, and he, you know, mixed with different sounds and experiment with it in his kitchen, and the music was made by this technique.
Well, now that you tell me this, it makes even more sense what I saw and what I heard. And I can understand why everything was so effective, because there was also an additional reason of all the sounds being so perfect for what the audience is watching and experimenting. Well, thank you very much. I'm really glad to have the chance to talk with you, Peter Lichter and Bori Maté, the directors of The Philosophy of Horror, Symphony of Film Theatre, that was shown at the Torino Film Festival 38 edition. Thank you very much for your time, for having been with us on Fred Film Radio.
Thank you so
thank
much.
Thank you.
And I am Angela Cerbi for Fred Film Radio, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on Fred.fm and smartphone apps.